Lecture was recorded in Gorakhpur, UP, India, on the evening of February 14th, 1970.
अतः श्रुति का है ब्रह्म सभी से God ब्रह्म के great ब्रह्म means the great बृहत्तात् ब्रह्मणता द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज द ग्रेट एंड कैन एक्सपेंड ऑल्सो अनलिमिटेड अद्वैत अच्छुत अनादि अनंत रूपम रूपम ही हैज गॉट हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म Ananta, unlimited. But they are all one. Advaita yachyati anani ananta rupam. Adhyam, the original. Purana, the oldest. Purusham, first. Advaita yachyati anani ananta rupam. Although, He has taught innumerable forms. They are Advaita. They are what? Advaita yachyati anadi ananta rupam. Adyam, original, purana, the oldest. And purusha, the first, navajova, the oldest. But, navajova, just beginning of youthful life. That is the description in the Brahma Samhita. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Brahma Sabhises. Sabhises means person with varieties of energy. Not impersonal. According to Vedic evidence from the Sita-satara Upanishad, Apanipada, he has proved that when the Upanishad says that the absolute truth has no hands and legs, so this means that he has no material hands and legs. But he has his hands and legs, which shout. Why they do not come? Why they are shouting there? All right. Then he says, see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments in this connection that Aru Brahma Prakita Hastapada Nai Boliya Pare Sigra Chale Emang Sakal Vastu Grahan Kare. In the beginning, the Veda says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no not personality, Brahma. His person, of course, he is a personality, but this personality is not material personality. Sigra kalevam sakal vastu grahan kar. He walks very quickly and he can accept whatever is offered to him. So, these very statements in the Vedas confirm that he has hands and legs, but not hands and legs like us. Aprakrit. That we cannot understand. Aprakrit. Prakita and aprakrit. Prakita means things which are created. And aprakrit means which are never created. Sanatana. That we cannot understand. As soon as there is a statement of the Absolute Truth form, transcendental form, we think that He has a form like us. How He can be? That is quite reasonable. God cannot be possessing a form which is like us. Now, therefore Bhagavad Gita says, Sambhavami Atmaya. He descends, He comes down as is, Atmaya. We accept this form given to us by the material energy. Pratite Kramana, Gunai Karmani Sarva. According to the association of particular type of guna quality, we get a form. But Krishna is not within the influence of the material quality. His form is different. Karai sadya purna vigraha jaha enam bhagavane tumi kaha nilak. Discussion was going with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a follower of the Shankaracharya. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Vedic evidences that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has His form, transcendental form, Satchidananda Vigraha. But His form is not material. But that is the opinion of Shankaracharya. Narayana para abhyat. Narayana, He is transcendental to this creation. So, with reference to this material creation, He is impersonal. But when He speaks of the spiritual world, He is a person, Satchidananda Vigraha. Sarai sadya purna, purna nanda, vigrahaja. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Brahma is full of six kinds of opulences. Purna, sarai sadya purna, and ananda, and full of bliss. There is a in this world, I think, variety is the mother of enjoyment. Enjoyment. Ananda means enjoyment. Enjoyment cannot be impersonal. There must be variety. That is enjoyment. You have got experience that when there is a bunch of flowers of different colors, it is very enjoyable. And if there is only rose only, or the rose is very nice flower, it is not so pleasing. With rose, some green foliage, some grass, inferior quality, it looks very beautiful. So, when there is question of ananda, because Krishna has got form, Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal, sweet, full of knowledge, and full of ananda, bliss. Anandamaya Vyasat, Vedanta Sutra says. The Lord is Anandamaya. There is a Maya Pratyaya, there is controversy between the Shankaras and the Vaishnavas. They say that Maya Pratyaya, this Pratyaya from Sanskrit, verbal root, is affixed in two cases, when there is excess and when there is transformation. So, either cases, the ananda or the blissful nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extensive, unlimited. Prachurya, or prachurya means extent. So, Saraisajya Purna Ananda Vigraha Jana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one who has got transcendental full of ananda, hanam bhagavane tumi kaho niraka, and you think of such personality of Godhead as impersonal, how is it possible? Without being personal, there cannot be ananda anubhav. Just like we are persons, we can feel pains and pleasures. Unless one is person, there is no question of enjoying ananda. So that is his challenge. That he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is full of ananda, as it is stated in all the Vedic scriptures, especially in Vedanta Sutra, Anandamaya Abhyasa. Then how he can be impersonal? There is no possibility. And he gives other Vedic evidences also. The Apani Pada Javana Grahita. That he has no hand, still he accepts whatever is given to him. There is no possibility of the absolute truth being impersonal. He is personal. Hano Bhagavane tumi kaho nira. Sabhavi si sakti jai brahme hai. Nishakti kari tare karahan. The impersonal is said that Brahma has no energy. The difference between Vaishnava philosophy, what they are talking? They are not coming here. And he's talking. Now, the Mahabharata philosophers, their point of view is the absolute truth is impersonal and there is no different energy. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's challenge is that absolute truth has got multi-energy, that is also stated in the Upanishad. Parasya Shakti Vividhaivasya. The absolute truth has multi-energy, innumerable energy. And such energies have been divided into three divisions. Parasya Shakti Vividhaivasya. Natasya Tahajyam Karanantivirya. He has nothing to do. Why he has to do? Because his energies are working. Therefore, he has energy. Just like Krishna says, Maya Tatamidam Sadmam Jagat Abhaktamurtina. The whole universe in its Abhaktamurti, non-manifested form, I am. Aham tatamidam sarva. Aham, but at the same time, aham is there. Aham means I. And the word abhakta is there, non-manifest. So Krishna is manifest, then what is this non-manifest? The non-manifest is the energy of Krishna. Maya tatamana, by me. If I say, I have got a big business, big factory, each the proprietor says, I am all pervading over this factory. That is nice. Suppose one man has got a factory, say villa. They say villa factory, villa jutmin, villa. Villa's name is there. Although villa is a person, he's not there. It is very easy to understand. Villa is a person. He is not present in that factory. But everyone says Billa's factory. That means Billa's money, Billa's energy is there. If there is any loss in that factory, the suffering goes to Billa. Or if there is any gain in that factory, the profit goes to Billa. Therefore, Billa's energy is there in the factory. Similarly, the whole creation is the manifestation of Krishna. Maya tato vidam sadmam. I am all pervading. But that does not mean in everything there is Krishna. His energy. He is represented by his energy. This is called simultaneously one and different. Asinta vidave tattva. This philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. Asinta. Simultaneously one and different. The Billa factory is not different from Billa. Because his energy is working there. At the same time, Billa is not there. Similarly, in this material manifestation, everything is God. Vidam Vishkam Bhagavad Veda. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a statement by Narad. Vidam Vishkam, the whole universe, is the Supreme Personality of God, but itara. But it's still different from it. This philosophy is very sound philosophy. Simultaneously one and different. And that is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatavidam sadvam. I am expanded. I am all pervading. Mastani sarvabhutan. Everything is resting on me. Naham tesu avastita. But I am not there. The Mahabharata philosophy is God or Brahma is all pervading, then why there should be another separate Brahma? No. That is also confirmed in the Vedic literature. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Purnasya. Krishna or the Supreme Absolute Truth is complete. And if complete is taken from him, it still is complete. This is material idea. That if the complete has spread all over, then where is the separate existence of the complete? That is material idea. But the spiritual statement is, the complete is taken from the complete, if still the complete is complete. That you have done. Purnasya purnam adhar. Here in this material world, we have got experience. That if I have got 1 rupee in my pocket, and if that 1 rupee is taken from my pocket and it is expended, there is no more 1 rupee, it is spent. It is zero. Or that 1 rupee has been distributed in purchasing several commodities. So the 1 rupee is distributed. There is no more separate existence of that 1 rupee. This is it. This is material idea. But according to Vedic scripture, purnasya purnamadaya purnam eva avasishyam. If you take 1 rupee, from that 1 rupee, still that 1 rupee is there. That we cannot adjust in the teeny brain. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, achinta. It is not accommodated in our teeny brain. Therefore, those who are teeny brain, are poor fund of knowledge, they think that when the absolute truth is distributed, Pratmam Kalidam Brahma, then where is the person? But that is not the concept. The concept is, he is unlimitedly powerful, Saraisadya Purna, with all power. He can create so many personalities in just like Krishna expanding himself into 16,000 forms. When he married 16,000 wives, he expanded himself in 16,000 forms. When he was dancing in Asalila, he expanded himself. Each gopi was thinking that Krishna is dancing with him. So, that is Krishna's or God's unlimited potential. Not that if he expands, he becomes zero. In the Brahma Sangita also, it is stated, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Although he is living in his abode, Goloka Vrindavan, he is all pervading. For example, Krishna says, Patram pusvam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajasya tadaham asnami bhaktapuhitam tadaham bhaktapuhitam asnami prajatapana. Now, there are innumerable devotees who are offering Krishna with love and faith Patram Pushpam Phalam Tyom. That's why in this temple we are offering to the deity according to the order of Krishna. Some preparation made of Patram Pushpam Phalam Tyom. So he is accepting, he says, that I accept, I eat. But the atheist class says that he does not eat. Why? If Krishna says, I eat, what the atheist class of people has the right to say that he does not eat? He is. Not only in one temple or in one place, but millions and trillions of places, they are offering Krishna, devotees. And Krishna says, everywhere he is eating. Just imagine how he has expanded himself in millions and trillions of forms. He says, I eat. And there are millions and trillions of devotees offering him. Then everybody is eating. That's a fact. Yes, Chitan is fat. But that does not mean that he is no more in Goloka Vrindavan. He is still there. He has expanded in millions and trillions of forms to accept the offerings of his devotees. At the same time, he is in Goloka Vrindavan. That is it. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta advaita yachit anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajavvanancha. Devesi dullava adu lava atma bhakti. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is difficult to be approached by simple understanding of the Veda. One has to become a devotee. Just like Bhagavad Gita. It is simple. It is an entrance book for spiritual understanding. It is not very highly theological literature. That highly theological literature is Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So, Bhagavad Gita, we get all information how Krishna expands himself. Advaita Vedesu Dullava. Therefore, one who does not read Bhagavad Gita through a devotee, Krishna, that's why Arjuna is a devotee, he understands Bhagavad Gita. Without going through a devotee, nobody can understand God or his statement. For thousands of people, for thousands of years, reading Bhagavad Gita, but they do not know Krishna. Is it not a fact? Because they are not going through the proper channel. There is still Vedesu Durlava, Adurlava Atma Bhakta. Simply by trying to understand the Vedic literature, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality. Vedesu Durlava. Durlava means that it is very difficult to have. Adurlava Atma Bhakta. But Atma-bhakta, those who are devotees, for them is very easily accessible. So take for example, now you have gone to see very high officer, say the secretary of the government. You are waiting. You have sent your card, you are waiting. But you cannot enter the room without being permitted. But in ordinary way, orderly, his servant, he sometimes going and coming. There is no restriction for him. He does not require any permission. He goes within. because the message will come through him. In Dwarka, perhaps you have read in the Nectar of Devotion, that Brahma, Indra, they used to come to see Krishna, and Krishna's orderly, they were offering prayers, and Krishna's orderly was requesting them, please make no noise. They were offering prayers, Brahma, Indra, and his personal servant was prohibiting him, please do not make noise, sit down here. This is the position. So, Vedesu Durlava, Adurlava Atma Bhakta. Krishna is not available, not approachable, simply by studying Veda. He has to be obedient to the orders of the devote. Here he says, Savabhik Tin Shakti Jai Brahma Hai Nishakti Karitare Karahanishta. That Krishna has got by nature innumerable energies, and they are divided into three, Chit-shakti and Bahiranga-shakti, Antaranga-shakti and Tadastha-shakti. All the Parastha-shakti leaders, all the shaktis are energy. They are summarized in three divisions. One is called spiritual energy and the other is called material energy. And the rest is called marginal energy. In the Bhagavad Gita, these three energies are stated. Bhagavan Krishna says, Humi rapa narabhaju khaṁ buddhi manarayuvati. Prakriti jinnāme prakriti astadhā. These eight kinds of energies are my separated energies. How separated energy? Try to understand what is separated energy. Just like in the tape record, I sing or speak, it is record. But when the tape record plays, I do not speak, I do not sing. But it is my energy, it is what? That is separated energy. And when I speak directly, that is not separated energy, that is also the same thing. So, we are from Krishna, the whole material. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam prabhata. Everything is created. From me, I am the creator of everything. How is created? Is this bhumi rapana lavayu khang buddhi manala? This eight separate elements. There is a material in it. And aparaya, they are inferior because they are material energy. Therefore, inferior energy. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para. Beyond this, there is another superior energy. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para. There is another superior energy. What is that superior energy? Jiva Bhuta. Mahabhava, Jaidam Dharjati Jagat. These jivas. The jivas are energies. How jivas can claim that they are God? They are energy of God. There is a mistake of Mayavada philosophy. Energy and the energy, although non-different, still energy is not energy. Just like this light is emanating from the bulb. So the illumination is there both in the bulb and the light distributed. But you cannot say that this illumination is the bulb. Krishna says that these are my bhinna prakriti, material energy. The earth, water, air, fire, mind, intelligence, ego. The whole material creation is out of these eight energies. And the living entity, jiva bhuta, that is para-prakriti, spiritual energy. Living entity is also spiritual energy. He has, that is, two energies, spiritual energy and material energy. And that marginal energy, which is also spiritual, actually. But it is called marginal because individual. And this individual spiritual energy can select either to live under the material energy or the spiritual energy. That would be called marginal energy. Just like a sparks of the fire, it can fall down on the ground and it can remain with the fire. Similarly, we, living entities, we are parts and parcel of Krishna, or we are sparks of the fire. So we can fall down within the material energy and we can remain in the spiritual energy, as you like. So when you keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, you live in spiritual energy. And when you are without Krishna consciousness, you live in material energy. When you live in a material energy, then the illuminating quality, because you are part and parcel of Krishna, that is extinguished almost. Therefore, you are forgetful of Krishna. Our relationship with Krishna is practically extinguished. And again, the fire, the spark, if it falls down on a dry grass, then gradually the grass becomes blazing. So, if we are, because in this material world, there are three modes of material nature. If we are associated with the goodness quality, then our spiritual energy again becomes blazing fire. From this, modes of goodness, purity, knowledge. The Brahmi Kalpal, Satta Sama Dhamma Titikha, when you are put into that course, the dry grass, although this Satta Sama Dhamma, truthfulness, or controlling the senses, or controlling the mind, knowledge, tolerance, these qualities, they are all material qualities. They are not spiritual qualities. I don't think that if one man is very truthful, that doesn't mean that he has attained spiritual qualities. Spiritual quality is different. But these material qualities, sattva, sama, dhamma, titikha, all this, they can help you. So they can help you to be situated in the transcendental spiritual quality. But don't think that they are themselves spiritual quality. No. That is another. So, the spark of the supreme fire, when you fall down in the dry grass, the spiritual quality or the fiery quality is there, still. But it may also extinguish. Therefore, our transcendental position is Shuddha Sattva. We have to always keep ourselves in transcendental position by chanting Hare Krishna. Always being engaged in Krishna's service. Then we are Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpa. That is our Brahma situation. Simply realization of Brahma is not all. You have to be always engaged in Brahma activity. Then there is possibility of remaining in the Brahma platform. The Mahavadi philosopher, as soon as they realize that aham brahmasmi, they think that they are liberated. But no, that liberation is theoretical. That is not practical. Practical liberation is when you are situated in devotional service. And there is no chance of falling down. If you simply think that I have become Narayana, or Narayana position, there is fall down. There are innumerable examples. So, we are tatastha sakti. The idea is, tatastha means margin. We can fall down in the material world, and we can raise ourselves in the spiritual world. This is our position. But we are energy. Not the energy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that. Savavi teen shakti jai brahmeha nishakti karitare karahani. He is giving evidence from Vishnu Puran. Vishnu Puran, there are 18 Puranas. There are Saptic, Rajasic, Tamasic Puran. So, Saptic the Puran is required for spiritual improvement. So he is giving evidence from the Shastic Puran, Vishnu Puran. What is that? Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Kritta Vrakhya Tatha Para Avidya Karma Sangha Anya Tritya Shakti Vishyate. Vishnu Shakti Parāprakta. All energies of Krishna are Vishnu. They are transcendental, para, or aprakita, not prakita. Just try to understand what is transcendental, Shakti. Just like transcendental and mundane or material. Material world is created by the transcendental desire of Vishnu. Just like the Bible, it is said, let there be creation, and there was creation. Krishna also says, that this material care, ekam sena situda. Atma bahu nahi sena, kinga sena tavarjana, vistabhyam, vistabha aham siddham kristam ekam sena sita jatat. The ekamsi nasita, by one part of energy, the whole material creation is there. He says, I enter into this material world, and by expansion of my one part of energy, this material, whole material creation is there. There are many, jatmād bhavanti, bhivavanti, dhikanti, jatubhai imāni, Bhutani Bhavanti Jatuba Janmadasta Jataha. There are many Vedic statements. The Janmadasta Jataha means the creation of this material world is from the Supreme Lord. Now, that creative energy or Supreme Lord is not material. It is spiritual. The material means the material world is created by the spiritual energy. Therefore, the spiritual energy existing before the creation of the material. Therefore, Vishnu's energy is not material. Vishnu's energy is spiritual. Here it is stated that Vishnu Shakti Para. Para means spiritual. Prokta. It is said. Khetrajna Khya Tatha Para and Khetrajna means this jiva. In the Bhagavad Gita, Khetragna. Khetra and Khetragna. There are two statements in the Bhagavad Gita. I think in the 13th chapter. That Khetra is this body. And the owner of this body, you and me, we are different owners of different bodies. We are Khetragna. So the Khetragna Shakti, this is also Shakti again. It is Shakti. It is not the energetic. So this Khetragna is also Para, spiritual. It is confirmation of the Bhagavad Gita that Vishnu Shakti Parapraksha. The Lord's energy is spiritual. And another energy, which is known as Khetragna, or the jivas, they are also spiritual energy. But energy, not energy. Khetragna khatathapara, avidya parmasanga anna sritiya satsurishyate. But there is another energy, which is, now that is also spiritual in the original sense, the material energy. But that is avidya. Spiritual energy covered. Spiritual energy covered by something else. How that something else? That is just like sun is covered by the cloud. The cloud is not separate from the sun. The cloud is created by the sunshine. So it cannot be separate from the sun. But its business is to cover the sun. When there is cloud, you cannot see the sun. Similarly, this material energy is not different from God. There is another example. There is the same electricity energy. One apparatus is heater, and the another apparatus is refrigerator, cooler. The energy is the same. The heater is also creation of the electric energy, and the cooler is also creation of the electric energy. But they are working different, under different, for different purpose. The another example can be given that the civil department and the criminal department of the government. The energy of government is there. The government is maintaining both the departments by the finance of the government. It is not that government is not financing the criminal department. The criminal department is also financed by the government. Similarly, this material world is the criminal department. It is also God's energy. But it is covered. Yeah, that's like, what is the difference between criminal department and civil department? In the criminal department, there is disobedience of the law of the government. There is nothing but disobedience. The members of the prison house are all disobedient citizens of the government. Similarly, in this material world, this material energy is also Krishna's energy, but here it is a place for the disobedient part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna bhulya jeeva bhogavanta. Persons who are, very much energetic to forget Krishna and try to lord it over this material energy, they are called conditioned soul, or imprisoned. We are all imprisoned within this Durga. And the superintendent of this Durga, or the four, is called Durga, Durga Shakti. Sisti Sriti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Rika. Sai Vajasya Bhubanani Vibhati Durga. This material world, but those who have no information, how this Durga is there, they think that by worshipping, by pleasing Goddess Durga, they will be happy. No. Pleasing means you have to abide by the laws of the Durga, material one. Otherwise, Durga will say she tried it, and she has on the chest of the Asura. Durga is controlling. The Asura is also a living entity within this Durga. So those are Asuras. Those who are not cultivating Krishna consciousness, they are Asuras. For them, the Durga's trident is on the chest of the Asura. You have seen that picture. So you cannot get out of this Durga by driving, by satisfying. You have to satisfy Durga in a different way. Just like, these are very easy to understand, that if you are in prison house, if you satisfy the superintendent of jail, somehow I have seen in Delhi that one man was a very nice young gentleman, and he was typing. So I was here, fair gentleman, very nice looking young man. So I talked to him, what is your cause of condemnation? So he acted as a spy in some government secretarial department. So he was put into prison for 10 years. But he was educated, he was intelligent, and he pleased the superintendent of jail. Therefore, instead of keeping him in ordinary cell, he was put into the office and tried. But now try to understand, this prisoner, by satisfying the superintendent of jail, he is little giving concession not to be placed in ordinary cell, but he is working in the office as a typewriter. Or he's giving some. Or there are many political prisoners. They're giving first class bungalow, first class residence and all facilities. But the superintendent of police has no power to release him. That is not possible. Similarly, by bribing or by satisfying Durga, you can get a comfortable position within this material world. But your real business is how to get out of it. That Durga cannot get. Haring Vinana Mriting Taranti. So long, you do not come to the shelter of Krishna. Mameva Japrabhadanti Mayami Tang Taranti. Unless you surrender to Krishna, there is no possibility of getting out of the classes somewhere. That is not possible.
So he said, Father, come on.